and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I believe God is wanting us to shift the gear a little bit, but all these messages tie together. They're not just sermons. This is life. This is manna from on high. This is bread for us. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. So this is bread for us. And now we'll see how long the Lord will keep us in this particular mode of thinking and teaching, but I believe earnestly that what we're about to step into, if you will take it to heart and discipline yourself to it, that this is what will take you across into the promised land. Amen. Amen. You know, it's one thing to get to the border of something or to the brink of it. It's another thing to cross over into it. I'm amazed at how, and we know the story well in Numbers 13. And let's start at verse 31. Now, first of all, if you do a close study of the word, and I encourage you to that chapter, and you run references on it, the Lord never really wanted them to send spies. Why would the Lord need for you to spy something if he said, I already give it to you? But he suffered them because of, you know, human frailty, uncertainty, unbelief. But I want to point something out here to you, because at the end of the day, no one can stop you from your destiny. No one. Except you. I want you to put that building block in that foundation. No one. Tell somebody, no one can stop me but me. I'll show you some things here in Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. But the men that went up with him, the other 10 spies, said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. All right, so that was their, what the Lord called, evil confession. That was their evil report. What they saw with their natural eyes, the fear that governed their heart. Now look in chapter 14, verse 1, Numbers 14 and verse number 1. And all, somebody say all. All the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be able to pray? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. I'm going to stop there because now some theologians, some historians say there were between 3 to 6 million people at that time that came out. 3 to 6 million. That's a lot of folk. And in some translations, it says that they, and it may even in the rest of that chapter, they spoke of stoning Joshua and Caleb, the only two that brought back the right report. Now, look here. Somebody say 3 million. No, let's go. Okay, let's say somewhere between 3 and 6 million. Let's say 4.5 million. However million it was, they were all against Joshua and Caleb. They all turned against them. Every last one of them. And they wept all night long. Would to God we would have died in Egypt, or we would have died in this wilderness. Now we're facing this, and they were angry. They were ready to stone those two. But I want to show you the power that lies in your confession. Because think about it now, 3 million angry folk and two of y'all. They know where your tent at. But yet, they couldn't touch Moses. I'm sorry, they couldn't touch Joshua and Caleb. They didn't touch them. Why? Their confession. The Canaanites, all the ites in the land, they couldn't stop them. Why? Their confession. Sometimes people think, it's the man on the job. It don't matter who it is, what government it is. Amen. Don't matter what or who or nothing. As long as you stay with the word, they can't stop you. Look at how they were so outnumbered. Now, David said it, though 10,000 rise up against me, in this I'll be confident. Let that be some of your foundation. Understand, you can't be stopped. Amen. Nothing can stop you but you. And even though it seemed like it was delayed for a time, when they did go in, they were still as strong as the day they had testified about going in and that the giants were bred from. They were still as strong. So it's like they didn't waste no time. Their faith preserved them and kept them. And not any of the Israelites, all the ones that rose up against them in unbelief, they died in the wilderness. God allowed them to die there in the wilderness, and those were the only two remaining from that generation that went in. And so it's real important that we understand that no one can stop you but you. You don't have to join certain groups. You know, to do the brown nosing and get in good and get the connections and all that. Tell somebody, God will connect you. It ain't about who you know and all this and that. No, let God be God. Let God do it. You get so, amen, tied up and tangled up and intimate with God. Let God do it. If you say what you want as he created you to and stay with that, and I don't mean that anything fleshly and carnal, I'm talking about saying what he says. Amen. Amen. Then you have no problem. Amen. Tell somebody, game over. Game over. So I wanted to point that out. That's so important for us to know. No one can stop you. Be not afraid of their faces. Amen. God will fight for you. God will see you through. So we're talking about the promised land. And I want to give you tonight what I believe to be are some keys to entering in to the promised land. Now let's just get this right now. Some of us are going to have to change the way we talk. I'm talking about big time. You don't want to talk about your feet always killing you. and this killing you, and this getting worser and worser, and all of that foolishness. Why are you letting that come out of your mouth? A fountain can't bring forth bitter water and sweet. Why are you glorifying the devil and his work and his who he is? Amen. That's not what your mouth was created for. Your mouth was created to say what it is you want, to say what it is you believe, to say what it is that God is saying. You know, as I was studying this, God dropped a revelation into my spirit about something. I want to share that with you. If you go with me to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then we're going to go to Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Now, tell somebody, it's time to go public. You've been that secret agent Christian on your job. Hide your Bible, you know. Hear somebody come hide your Bible. You don't want them to know you saved, you know. You don't want them talking about you. Jesus said something here, very interesting. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. Now, I want you to hold fast to that. That's not what some of us think. There's much more to it than what we see there face value. Now get me Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, there goes again, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. That's interesting, isn't it? He said, I'll confess him before my Father, but I'll also confess him before the angels. Now, let's for the sake of foundation, let's look at the word confession. The word confession. You've heard me teach on it before, but now get it. It's the word homologeo, the Greek word homologeo, and that may not be the exact pronunciation, but it's something like that. And what it simply means is to say the same thing. Say it with me. Confess. In this context, means to say the same thing. Now, this is important. Get for me Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 1. There's a whole lot that goes on when you release a confession. I'm not talking about confessing to a priest and, you know, confessing your sins. That's different. That's a different definition of the word confession. Here we're talking about homologeo. It means to say the same thing. Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. That word profession there is confession, which is the same word, homologeo. So it says here that Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of your confession. You know, Israel got so degraded at one point that some of the offerings they brought to the Levites, the office, they wouldn't accept them. They were bringing blind lambs and one-legged lambs and dirty lambs and dead lambs. You know, they just bringing stuff. God said, I don't want this. This offering is no good. How many offerings do you bring to the Lord? Lord, my feet kill me.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns.